with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump grabbing victories today in Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho. 3 days from now, it'll be Super Tuesday. 16 states and American Samoa holding primaries. Three people have been killed when a Russian drone hit an apartment block in the Ukrainian city of Odessa. Across the country, air defenses reportedly shot down 14 of 17 drones launched against Ukraine. BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt.
When President Zelensky sacked General Sirski's predecessor less than a month ago, he stressed the importance of his generals really knowing conditions on the front. General Sirski has been at the eastern front to try to stabilize it after the loss of Avdiivka and with Russian forces on the offensive. He said he'd changed those commanders whose actions and commands threatened the lives of their subordinates. But he praised some brigades and promised, after listening to frontline units, to provide reserves, ammunition and expertise to back them up.
Senior U.S. official says Israel has essentially endorsed a framework of a proposed Gaza ceasefire. And American cargo planes dropping dozens of pallets over Gaza, 38,000 meals. Also at SRNnews.com, European Union looking into Microsoft's partnership with French startup Mistral AI.
It's part of a broader review of the booming generative artificial intelligence sector to see if it raises any competition concerns. The 27-nation bloc's executive commission says it's analyzing the agreement between the two companies announced this past week. Microsoft is teaming up with Mistral with a $16 million investment in the French company, which emerged less than a year ago.
Correspondent Jeremy House, and this is SRN News. A lot of America's younger men would like to become fathers.
The problem is, not as many of America's young women feel the same way. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 57% of young males who do not have children would like to, but only 45% of their female counterparts are also interested in becoming mothers. The survey reveals also that amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 34, just 22% say having kids is extremely or very important to having a fulfilling life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump's bond with America's conservative Christians much stronger now than in 2016. Some religious leaders were initially hesitant to get behind the former president, but now they are among the most solidly a part of his loyal base. Troy Miller is president of the National Religious Broadcast and says, "I hear from people all the time that they really like Trump." This is SRN News. Cell phone use in school, a big problem.
Kids are on their phones even when school rules forbid it. Teachers say they see students on Snapchat, listening to music, and even watching Netflix in class. Increasingly, educators are speaking on how to handle it. Ban phones during classes. Leaders at the state and federal levels have begun endorsing school cell phone bans and suggesting new ways to curb access to the devices. Pushback has come from some parents who fear being cut off from their kids if there's a school emergency. John Scott reporting.
Oregon poised to step back from its first-in-the-nation drug decriminalization law. Major lawmakers sent to the governor Friday would reinstate criminal penalties for possessing small amounts of some drugs. The governor has indicated she's open to signing the measure, which was approved by the state Senate on Friday. More details at SRNnews.com.